Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Luke 1:46b through 55. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things in me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The Magnificat is perhaps my favorite of all the Advent scriptures. So imagine my extreme joy at being asked to write the podcast for the fourth Sunday in Advent. As I began to reflect on the message that this scripture, Mary's song, brings for us, I began to wonder what it was about this passage that has always drawn me towards it. Perhaps it's the way in which Mary sings out about God's glory, or perhaps it has more to do with the way God is described as lifting up the lowly, or maybe, just maybe, I had been drawn to this passage because, as a child, I used to dream about what it would be like to be Mary, to have the extreme honor of carrying the Son of God. Regardless of the reason, this passage is rich in words of advice and experience. Mary, after experiencing the affirmation of John the Baptist doing cartwheels in Elizabeth's womb, is now absolutely sure that she is indeed carrying the Messiah. In response to this, the young, innocent mother-to-be, who is without wealth and engaged to a carpenter, begins to sing her praises to God. She is overwhelmed by the magnitude in which God is working in her, and at the same time incredibly aware that she does not warrant this honor. Expressing the lowliness of her own position seems to be a minimal part of her song to God, and yet it reiterates itself throughout the passage. Mary springs from God's intervention in her own lowliness to how God reaches out to all peoples who are in one way or another viewed as lowly within the world. Yay! Great story! Good moral lesson! But what on earth does this have to do with us? And perhaps currently more important, what does this have to do with Advent? A lot, actually. First off, it is important to establish Mary's socioeconomic status. Jesus wasn't to be born to a king and queen, but rather a lowly peasant and a carpenter. It was expected that the Messiah would come and sit on the throne, but instead of him being an heir of sorts, Jesus comes in complete humility to everyday, ordinary folks. God does not very often work through the powerful. Rather, God's power is most often seen through those who, by our standards, appear rather powerless. Another important aspect of this passage is the understanding Mary has that she will be lifted up through what God is doing. She recognizes the honor that she is being given and the acclaim that will come along with it, although my suspicion is that she could not even begin to imagine her fame, especially to the point of candles and stained glass bearing her images, much less the infamous bathtub Marys. Thus, she acknowledges that all that she will become known for is the work of God only, and not at all of herself. As we continue to prepare for Christ's coming, not just decorating and wrapping, but preparing our hearts as well, it will be helpful for us to remember that not only does God come to bring relief and strength to the lowly, but when we allow God's work in our lives, great things can be accomplished. Who knows? Maybe one day it will be your likeness standing in a garden, framed by a half-buried porcelain tub.